This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
This is Auto Recall Report. AK here, back at your service again. I'm not sure if you've been checking in on the news, but usually I get right into a car recall, something that's been out, and I get you guys the information you need. However, today, what's come into light is that Auto Nation, yes, a dealer, has been in the news because they have been guilty of having cars on their lot with open recalls. Now, that's America's largest car retailer, and they sold customers used vehicles with unrepaired defects. Now, that's according to a new report from USPIRG Education Fund and the Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety Foundation. The report, which surveyed around 2,429 vehicles, was conducted across 12 states at 28 different dealerships between July and August of 2019. Out of those vehicles, researchers found 285 unrepaired safety recalls and determined that 1 out of 9 used AutoNation cars contained defects, which ranged from faulty ignition switches to malfunctioning airbags. Wow. Now, the auto retailer currently operates more than 300 dealerships nationwide, and right now, a vehicle that's marked for a recall should be taken care of immediately. And you would think that if you're going to a dealership, especially Auto Nation, one of the bigger ones, that you would expect them to take care of those issues before the car goes up for sale. So, my friends, if you're gonna go on the Auto Nation lot and make sure the car that you like, the car you're picking out, look up that VIN number, look up the model of the car and the year, and see if they're opening recalls on it, and ask them to check it out for you, because the last thing you want to do is purchase a car and assume that everything has been taken care of by the dealership. Like we can just see right now, here's an example where it hasn't. This is the recall round. Today, we're gonna get right into it. Subaru was in the news with the Forester. But like I say, it's not for anything good. It's on the list today because of a recall. But before we get into it, I have you know that the Subaru Forester is an award-winning car. It's done very well in its segment and has a winning formula. It's a very popular SUV. Very simple, has good fuel economy, a really good automatic transmission with a CVT, has a 2.5 liter four cylinder, and it has a really big following. Now, the newer ones come with Android AutoPlay and Apple CarPlay, and they have also some features of having to do with emergency braking, lane departure warning, so they really come a long way. But they still have a really big following. So if you were to pick up a used Subaru Forester, you will be very happy. If you check Consumer Reports out to see what the reviews are of the Subaru Forester, you'll also see it's very highly ranked. So when I see a recall come up for Subaru, it does give you a second thought to say, wait, what is going on? Is it something big? Is it something small? I'm not sure. Let's see. So here's what we know. Around 366,282 Forester SUVs with heated seats are being recalled from 2015 to 2018. Now, the problem is that over time, an electrical connection that is part of the Occupant Detection System, or ODS for short, acronym, may become loose or unstable. And if this happens, the system can't tell if the seat is occupied and therefore may deactivate the airbag. Now, Subaru owners will be notified of the recall beginning November 29th, 2019, and they'll receive a second notice when the new parts are available. Now, Subaru dealers will inspect the SUV and, if necessary, replace the ODS sensor and electrical harness free of charge. Now, definitely, guys, like I say, always go to the National Highway Safety website, type in your VIN number, or use campaign number 19VLEGVICTOR701. Thanks again, and remember, don't text and drive. Peace. Auto Recall Report this week. And did you know? I don't know if you know, but if you don't know, now you know. Too many you knows. I think I went too far with that one. All right, I'm going to back it up again. Did you know that Ford is coming out with a Mustang inspired SUV? Oh yes, that is what's in the news. In this new era of electrified vehicles, it comes to no surprise that Ford will soon sell an electric model of its best-selling Mustang, and this will be a Mustang-inspired crossover. It's not going to look like a sports car, of course, but it's going to look like a four-door sports car. 4DSC. So four-door sports crossover. That's what it's going to be. A beefier Mustang looking SUV. And it's going to be electric. I think it's going to look pretty damn hot. With two T's. So this was back in January of 2018. Ford announced that it will launch a new electric crossover that will be inspired by the Mustang. It was also revealed that fans are loving this decision. Not much else is known. We've seen some spy photos, but I really don't know how it's going to look. So stay tuned.
Next exit is the safe zone.